You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
I've got about four, so I think I've just got everything on and good to go and hitting record. What was I going to check? Rachel Kong. It is, yeah, just Kong.
I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Here we go. I'll just check your levels quickly. Did you have yogurt for breakfast?
No, I haven't had breakfast today.
Oh my goodness, Joan. Have you been busy or have you just not got around to it?
No, I don't usually bother at the weekends.
Oh, fair enough. All right, here we go. It's time to talk books now, and joining me now is Joan McKenzie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, tell me about Real Americans by Rachel Kong.
Well, anyone who knows my reading habits will know that I love a really big, epic, multi-generational story, which is what this one is. It's essentially told in three parts. It starts off with a young woman called Lily who's living a pretty impoverished life in New York City. And one night she goes to a party where she meets this super, super wealthy guy called Matthew. And he sweeps her off her feet, and the next 5 minutes he takes her to Paris for a weekend and they start dating. But when her parents meet his parents, it's a really strained and quite awkward meeting, and there are some really uncomfortable dynamics floating around. So then you move on, and some years later we see Lily. She's living on the other side of the country. She's got a boy called Nick. Nick's grown up not knowing his dad, actually not even knowing who his dad is. And then in the third part of the book, Nick moves to San Francisco, where he discovers his grandmother, Lily's mum, who grew up in China, and she met and married her husband against the backdrop of the Cultural Revolution. And the story that she has to tell and the way that it unfolds brings all three parts of the story full circle with some absolutely stunning revelations. I just loved this book from the first page to the last page.
Is this Rachel Kong's first book? Have you read any of her work before?
I believe that her previous book was called Goodbye Vitamin, and I haven't read it, but I did know of it.
Right, okay. Fantastic. I'm like you. I love an epic family drama.
It sounds very much like me. The drama is terrific, yeah.
Tell me about The Coast Road by Alan Murren.
Well, I believe this is, in fact, his first book. I just loved it. And I reckon, my prediction, at some point over the course of this year, it's going to be featured on long lists and maybe short lists for prizes. It's set in a small Irish town, and books that are set in those locations are usually quite fun because they're full of gossip and busybodies and people minding other people's business. And this one is set in 1994. Now, if you can believe it, back then, divorce wasn't legal in Ireland. And it follows the story of two women. One is Colette Crowley, who comes to live in this small village after she ran away from her husband and had a wild affair with some guy that didn't work out. So she's come to this place to try and get her life back together, which she doesn't actually manage very well. It's chaotic and it's becomes catastrophic. Her husband bans her from seeing her boys, her sons. And Colette is a poet, so she starts up a writing course in the local community hall to try and, you know, give something back to the community and meet people. And a woman who turns up to that course is Izzy Keveny, who uses the writing course as an excuse to get out of the house and away from her husband. And they start up this friendship, and Izzy tries to then engineer a meeting between Colette's children and their mother, which all turns terribly pear-shaped. The cover of this book, I encourage people to go and have a look at it. It's a house that's set in a very isolated location. It's a beautiful image, and it speaks really well about the loneliness of these women and the way that their lives are so circumscribed by the men that they chose to marry. It's just terrific.
I love the fact you're giving us a heads up. You think it's going to end up on sort of a ward list, because I don't know. Unlike you, I always see the lists and then I start accumulating books and they take me ages to get through. So this way I could actually be ahead of myself and be ahead of the list with lists before they're announced. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Joan. Those two books were Real Americans by Rachel Kong and also The Coast Road by Alan Murren. We'll talk next week.
See you then.
Brilliant. Thank you. It is good, though, because I spend my life. I've just got a list.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.